This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Last week, New York Knicks NBA star Amari Stoudemire tweeted a picture of himself soaking in something most of us only dream of. A story about excessive wine consumption after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It was the Instagram picture that had wine lovers all over America feeling mighty jealous. New York Knicks forward Amari Stoudemire goes through more wine in a day than most people consume in a year, but he doesn't swallow a drop. That's because he takes a bath in it. Yep, it's called vinotherapy, and it's a practice that's catching on all over the world, but it's been around for ages. In fact, it's believed that it was one of Cleopatra's beauty secrets, though there's no word on how much it improved her ability to shoot hoops. In Japan, there are spas that have pools literally filled with wine, where health-seeking revelers swear it's the key to better living. You might not want to drink it, though, as I suspect that wine is a lot more acidic than most, if you catch my drift. Meanwhile, back in the Knicks locker room, Stoudemire swears the treatments, recommended by his wife, are the reason he seems to be recovering quickly from debilitating injuries. And even though he makes a bundle as a professional athlete, I'm thinking he could make even more, bottling his bath water and selling it to diehard fans. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.